Chris. Hey, Chris. Tim Carter, how are you today?
There you go.
Yes, are you there, Chris?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, buddy.
Good.
Great to have you.
Yeah, got a question for you. I feel the pain about your snow pile. I got a Craftsman at home, same deal.
Yeah, I know, just waiting for it to snow.
You're damn right.
have you used yours yet?
I used it I got it on right when it started snowing.
Oh.
I got it out of my shed and put it on, and it started snowing, and I was able to do my driveway.
Well, this thing is so cool, too. If you're a regular listener to the show, in the spring and summer, I talk about my great tar and chip driveway, you know? And everybody always wonders, well, how do you plow snow and you've got that loose gravel? And I keep trying to tell people, a lot of people don't realize some different plows have got these feet on the bottom of them
right. That
you can adjust
right. So
that the blade doesn't have to touch the ground. It can be right above it.
Right.
So I've got those feet adjusted right now to give me about an inch worth of clearance. You know?
I got weights on the back of mine, lifting weights.
Yes.
And I stuck a bracket on the back so it'd push down on the tires in the back and get some traction.
There you go.
And that seems like it works pretty good.
Well, let's hope for some snow.
I hear you, man.
All right, so how can I help you today, Chris?
I've got a quick, simple question, I believe. I want to put a soap dispenser in a porcelain drop-in sink. Is that possible?
Not really. You're talking about a traditional cast iron sink.
Well, it's 1950s, blue sink. It's a drop-in on a big countertop.
But it's not the porcelain steel.
Not like the pedestal sink, no, I don't believe.
Well, you know, there's two types of porcelain. There's porcelain on steel.
Okay.
Which is like a lot of bathtubs, like when you tap on.
Right.
You know, they sound kind of tinny,
okay.
Kind of hollow. And then there's what we call porcelain on cast iron, like you knock on a cast iron tub,
okay.
And it's just totally different.
Okay.
Here's the long and short of it. The answer is yes, it is possible to do it.
Okay.
Will you have the specialized tools? Highly doubtful. What you have to understand is that the porcelain is nothing more than glass.
Okay.
So you'd have to have a special carbide drill that will gently drill through the thin porcelain,
okay.
You know, just so that you don't chip it and create a big chip.
Right.
Okay. Then, once you're through the porcelain, now you're going to have to attack either the steel or the cast iron. Now, the steel is easier to cut than the cast iron.
Okay.
So the answer is, yes, it can be done, but the difficulty factor, I would rate it as, on a scale of 1 to 10,
right.
It's a 9.5.
Well, I did one in my kitchen sink, stainless steel, not a problem.
Yeah, it is.
The drill bit and whatnot.
That's right.
But the bathroom I wasn't sure about.
Yeah, it's not
really?
That easy. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're stuck with just going with an above-ground one.
I just wanted to clean the counter off.
All right, pal.
All right, man.
Okay, man. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Okay, great. All right.
Bye.
All righty. No worries.